Welcome to another episode in our OT and IoT Security Podcast. I'm your host, Sandra Keene, and joining me today to talk about how the customer experience impacts both brand and revenue is Stephen Driggers. Stephen is Chief Revenue Officer at Azomi Networks. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So, Stephen, some people might think that a chief revenue officer focuses primarily on revenue, things like pipeline and closing the deals, but is that really the case?
Yeah, great question. It's a big part of it. A big portion of my time is spent reviewing the pipeline, understanding it, and helping the sales teams close opportunities. But there's a lot more to that, right? There's a lot of hats to wear. With the company the size of Azomi, we're always looking to expand our presence in the market. So there's a lot of recruitment that takes place that I help my team with, whether they're hiring people on their team in a pre-sales engineering capacity, a sales capacity, or channel management role. I get involved in a lot of that as well. And then also helping the company in general as we put our plans together for the future. Yes, the revenue is a big part of that, the top line, but also assisting with the bottom line planning as well. And then how we're showing up in the marketplace. Work very closely with the marketing group at Azomi here to make sure that we have a positive brand in the market and that we're making sure that we're taking care of not only our customers, which are key for us, but our prospective customers as well.
So you do wear a lot of hats. What do you like best about your role at Azomi Networks?
Yeah, I think really ultimately it's helping the customers defend themselves against the bad guys, right? I mean, that's the bottom line. When I talk to people in my circle that aren't in our industry and they want to understand what Azomi does. And, you know, I generally start there. I say, you know, there are a lot of bad guys trying to wreak havoc on companies and attack them. And if we can provide solutions to companies, not only our customers, but our prospective customers, to be able to understand what's in their network, recognize where they may be vulnerable, and have the ability to put steps in place to shore up their security and keep the bad guys away, that it gives me a great sense of accomplishment, quite frankly. So that's it, the biggest part, probably helping the customers. And then secondly, helping the people on my team continue to expand and grow in their personal careers and coach them where I've got the opportunity to do so. And again, help them improve their lot in life as they progress through their careers. And that's it, helping the customers and then helping our employees as well.
So the customer experience is really all about how a customer perceives every interaction they have with your organization. And it impacts their decision to do business with you in the first place, and their decision to continue doing business with you going forward, which of course drives revenue from your installed base. So I'm wondering what Azomi Networks does to make sure that its customers have an amazing experience at every touch point across the organization.
Well, that's a great question. And yes, we definitely want the customers to have an amazing experience from the get-go, if you will. In many cases, it's an initial interaction, be that we're following up on a request that has come our way from our website to initial conversations about what we do and how we can help that particular enterprise or company. And then if we're fortunate enough to get to the point where they say, great, this looks good, Azomi, we want to test what you do. And they want to prove the concept by testing our solution. That's really where it starts. In a big way, they get to see how we respond to them if they have questions. Maybe things aren't necessarily going wrong, but they just don't know the answer on how to proceed going forward. So whether that's from our pre-sales team that's helping with the proof of concept and the testing, or if they also during that period, they can also call in to our support group with questions that they have about whatever, you know, how to turn on certain features and functions of the solution, or just any you know, general questions that they may have. Every one of those interactions or intersections with Nozomi is crucial to providing a positive customer experience. And then let's say we get selected and move forward and they pay money and they deploy the Nozomi, then it never stops, right? That customer experience never stops. We're always on the hook here to continue to provide a valuable service to them. And that's really it. So to your point, it starts from the very beginning interactions that we have through the testing, through the deployment, and ongoing expansion within the customer's network there.
So beyond the day-to-day interaction that Nozomi folks have with a customer, what other ways are there for a customer to provide feedback on their interaction with the company?
Sure, we receive it in a lot of different ways. Sometimes our support teams will every time our support teams will close a case that's been open, a support case, and they'll send a satisfaction, customer satisfaction survey out to see how we performed in that particular incident. We've also got other, you know, net promoter scores that our support teams utilize as well to gather feedback and look for trends that we may be able to improve our service. We also get, sometimes we're fortunate enough to get emails directly from the customer complimenting either someone from our team on a job well done or a job where they, an instance where they went above and beyond to provide good service. I will say those are somewhat rare, not because our teams don't provide great service, but rarely do folks take the time to sit down and make time in their day to provide that kind of positive feedback. But boy, when that comes in, we make a big deal out of it, which I believe we should, and make sure that it's shared not only with the individual that's being complimented, but with the rest of Nozomi, because I think it's important for them to see you know, the goodness that comes from providing that level of customer service. And then, you know, we will also check in, and with some of our larger customers that want to have a regular cadence of reviews, we may do a quarterly review with a particular customer that has a very large deployment, or maybe it's a mid-year review. We'll do it twice a year, beginning and halfway through the year, and we say, hey, how are we doing, and are we meeting your expectations? Sometimes that's done alongside with some of our integrator partners. Sometimes it's done directly with Nozomi. But we utilize those forums as well to garner feedback. Sometimes things are going to break, right? And products will not perform to the level that the customer wants. And you know, I wouldn't say that there's an old saying of, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste. But sometimes we'll take a look and see, okay, if we're in certain scenarios with customers that maybe the solution isn't performing as they would expect, and we get on regular cadence of calls with them until we solve the problem and provide a solution. And then we look at that and say, how can we take what we've learned here and make the product better so that another customer doesn't suffer something similar down the road? So we never want to let those opportunities pass us by either.
So what's the most significant change that Nozomi has made based on its analysis of the customer experience, or say some feedback that you've received from a customer?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I think it's hard to pinpoint to just one specific instance of like, oh, the product should have been blue and then immediately we changed the color or something like that. It's really more of just an ongoing feedback that we get and requests that we get from not only the current customers, but those that are actively looking to see if Nozomi is right for them. I've worked for lots of high-tech security companies in my career, and many startups, as well as later stage larger companies. And I can tell you that what I've seen since being at Nozomi here, the level of involvement that the product team and the engineering team play in making sure that we're responding to requests from prospects and customers to improve the product, it's the best I've ever seen. We track it on a regular basis. We prioritize those requests. Sometimes we'll have to say, no, we can't do that, what you're asking, because it would, you know, break a certain part of the solution here. But we almost always are able to have a healthy dialogue with the customer to try to find other workarounds. But in the end, at the end of the day, the product that we're delivering today compared to the product we delivered last year or the year before that, it's so much more robust based on that feedback that we've gotten from the prospective customers and the customers themselves. So that's how I see that the experience really helped shape our company and continues to do that, because unfortunately, you know, there's no one silver bullet solution that solves every customer's needs and wants. Sometimes it's a multitude of different products that need to be deployed, there's always ways to improve. So we like to listen to our customers, prioritize those that we feel will have a broad appeal to a great group of folks in the market, and implement those into the solution.
So, and how does an exceptional customer experience translate into gold for any company?
Yeah, I think it's just that, because if we're able to listen to the requests that are coming from the end user, yes, we've got, you know, a product solution, and we feel like it covers, you know, a majority of the security concerns that are out there and visibility concerns that are out there. But when we listen to the customer making those requests for feature enhancements, and we can prioritize those and implement those in a timely fashion, that's the other thing, we do it in a very timely fashion, then the solution gets better, it gets stronger, and then every time the next set of companies take a look at the Nozomi solution, they're seeing an extremely robust solution offering. They'll buy more of our product, which turns into more revenue, which again takes us kind of full circle back to the function of keeping an eye on the revenue for the company and watching that grow. And we've had the success at Nozomi of being a hyper-growth company over the last 4 years. And we look for that trend to continue.
Well, thank you, Stephen, for sharing your thoughts on the importance of listening to the customer with us today.
Oh, no, you're so welcome. I'm happy to do it. It's a passion of mine, and really great to be here.
And thanks to our audience for joining us to hear about Stephen's role in building deep customer relationships. I invite you to check out the other podcasts in this series to get to know the other members of our team and learn how we're working with the security community, partners, and customers around the world to develop the best OT and IoT security solution on the planet. Thanks again.